This is Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO with your host, Darwin Couch, otherwise known as DC, and Ron Essery, who's here today from IPG, and I'm Mark Andrews. If you want to get a hold of anybody, 913-317-9210, leave a message. They'll get back with you on Monday, or you can go online at todaysdollarshow.com. Guys, how you doing today?
We're doing wonderful.
Doing well, Mark. Doing well.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you. And I have a new grandbaby that was born on the 3rd. How about
Fantastic.
That?
Fantastic.
Mm. Little Abigail Joy. So we now have four and four.
Wow, I have 13. You got 8. We got plenty of population going, don't we?
That's right. I got to get my kids getting busy, I guess. DC, you wanted to give a little recap of what we're doing, and today, by the way, we're going to be talking about short-term savings part 2.
Yeah, Mark, I just wanted to start the program as usual, just talking a little bit about today's dollar and why we came up with this show. And you know, Ron and I have been doing business together for quite some time. As a matter of fact, I think we both started in the industry in about 1980. I hate to say it, kind of gives away our age, but you know, we've been very successful in our careers. We've started a business together. You know, I work for a company that he owns, Ideal Producers Group, and we kind of we recruit agents throughout the nation that work in financial planning with annuities and life insurance, and in our office, obviously we have actuaries that we've brought on this show, and we've got a financial advisor. Russ Figger that's been on this show talking about securities. But we look at the business a little bit different, and that's kind of what we'd like to get across to our listeners. And that is, when you come and see Ron and I, whether you're a person that's getting ready to retire or has retired and has some money that they want to do something with, or maybe you're a producer or an agent out there that needs some help and some direction and some real logical training on what goes on in this industry, we'd hope that you'd give us a call. But Ron came to me one day, and you know, Ron's a stalwart in our industry, very well known you know, across the nation with many, many, many presidents of insurance companies. And he said, you know, Darwin, I've been listening to a lot of radio shows out there that are on air in Kansas City. And he said, I'm not real fond of them. It's not that I disagree with them, but it just appears to me that they're trying to sell a product. And I listened to a couple of them and felt the same way. And he said, Darwin, we're going to start a radio show, and it's going to be about teaching people about products that we provide. Ron, you care to comment on that?
Somebody has dealt with annuities for many, many years. I just think today there's a lack of education of how they work, why should somebody own one, what's the benefit, why is that better than traditional savings, how does that compare to other things that I might choose to put my money into. And I just want to be a source of education. So whatever you decide to do with the dollar that you have today, you know, you can make an honest decision on what you want to do. And our concern is that you understand how it works for you, because it makes it easier to make a decision of, you know, what do you want to do with that dollar? You know, we do a lot of different things with our money, and we just want to be a source of how it works, why it works, and we find that professionals like that education, consumers like that education, so we try to be a source of education that you're just not getting a lot of places today.
Well, here's kind of a crazy, dumb question from the sideline over here. How much difference is there in savings versus investing? And it doesn't seem like people are doing a whole lot of savings.
Well, they're basically the same. You know, here's what happens is typically people save up money over time. So you pick instruments that you're going to save your money in, and what it gets down to is the comfortability of the client. You know, if you look at what's going on in the stock market right now, look how crazy it is. I mean, my gosh, people have made tons of money in the stock market, and that's not a bad place for you to try to earn interest on your money. But you just have to understand, maybe that's something that I don't do forever, because sometimes what goes up must come down. But the difference between saving and investing is they're really both the same thing. If I have $10,000, let's say, and I want to go save it because I want it to earn me money. You know, there's two ways to earn money today. I can go out and I can work, I can have an occupation, and I can earn money. Or I can take the money that I've already got and I can try to turn it into more money. Well, the first thing you ask yourself is, what am I comfortable with? Am I comfortable with some type of investing or savings that if that $10,000 were to go to $8,000, would I be okay with that? Some people say, I don't want to do that. It's too uncomfortable for me. So then what you're really saying is, if you want to grow that money, you want to do it in a way where it is never less than $10,000. That's the starting point. And if you come back and say, yeah, that's what I really am comfortable with, well, then the next job becomes, how can I earn money on that and not risk that $10,000? So, you know, it becomes a challenge of, in this interest rate environment, how can I earn as much interest as I can? And one of the things we want to talk today is about how to do that, but stay short term. And when I say short term, I mean, maybe let's talk 5 years or less. Maybe I'm willing to go take that $10,000 we talk about, and I want to go do something with it. But if you had less than 5 years for me to use that money, what could you do for me? That's what I want to talk about today.
Right. And that's, Mark, when you come to our office, that's what you get when you come and visit with us. As a matter of fact, I'll give you an example. Off our last show, we had a caller that called us, one of the guys, and he came in and he sat down with Ron and I, and we talked about his business and what he was doing for, I don't know, hour and a half, and kind of went through several products. And he said, you know, Ron, I'm ready to sign up. And Rod said, you're not signing up. I want you to take this information. I want you to go home. I want you to do any research you want on it. I want you to think about it. And then you can come back. As a matter of fact, I think he's coming back next week to go ahead and write that program up. But we're not going to sell you anything. And that's what we want our listeners to be comfortable with when they come in and visit with us, is that we're going to talk about things that you probably are not going to hear elsewhere. And that's what makes us different than everybody else.
Well, that's one thing I had mentioned to you guys earlier, that my third oldest son has been watching this American Greed, where they kind of show white collar crime, and it's funny, sadly, how many people invest everything into some fly by night company that's promising, we're going to return 100% of your money, and we're going to give, you know, you're going to have interest rates like you won't believe. And One guy invested $1.5 million, and it did not go well. Wow. I mean, that's something you teach people not to do, right?
That's absolutely right. We you know, we're very conservative with people, you know, that we work with, and if you work with Ron and I, we're going to work primarily with guarantees, and you know, we're not going to make you a millionaire, but like Ron said, when you trust us with your money, our job's to go get the biggest interest rate that we possibly can for you, as long as we're keeping everything safe.
And this is the key word, I think, that so many people miss out on is safe, because you go down to the boats and lay some money on blackjack and you think you know what you're doing, and odds are you're not going to come out of there with what you walked in with. And it's kind of the same, you know, with the stock market. I'm not knocking the stock market, but it's extremely high right now. So yeah, you're going to have to invest a lot in hopes of getting something back. But on the other hand, if you want short term, like you talked about savings, you can't go down to your local bank because they're going to pay you what, less than a percent?
Yeah, I think last time that we stopped by a bank and got some information, I think a 12-month CD on average is paying a little less than 0.5%, and a 4-month CD is paying just 1%. A 5-month CD is about 1.15%. So, I mean, the rates are ridiculously low. And you know, our job is to earn a better than bank interest rate. I mean, that's the first thing that people want when they come to us is, can you get me a better rate than a bank? And Ron's going to go into a couple of things that he's worked on and designed that we just think are fantastic. And so if you have some of that money laying out there that's in the bank earning no interest and you've really got it there for a reason, pay attention to what we're going to talk about on the next segment.
All right. That'll be coming up next right here on Today's Dollar. This is Today's Dollar right here on 710 KCMO with your host, DC and Ron. And Ron, it's nice to have you back in the studio.
Thank you.
And it's nice that you somehow think I'm going to learn, but I have to say I'm kind of learning. It's getting there. And that's what this is all about, is learning how to invest and save your money, how to do something positive with it that's going to not end up having you make less money than what you put in. You know, and I think people know that to some degree, I guess, with investing in the stock market, you know, because they always say you could lose money, but hey, look over here and you won't notice. But that's not what you guys are about.
Right. And before we get started with this segment, what I'd like for the listeners to do is to get a piece of paper and a pen and write this number down. It's 913-317-9210. Ask for DC or Ron. I know our show broadcasts on Sunday, but leave a message and we'll call you right back. Or look us up on todaysdollarshow.com. But you're going to hear some information here. I mean, many thousands and thousands. I think Ron will probably tell you a story about a savings and loan and how many CDs, millions and millions of dollars of CDs are in the area here. If you've got those CDs sitting in the bank, we know you got it in there for a reason. Pay attention to what he's going to tell you next, because we've got some opportunity here that's going to create a really nice interest rate and liquidity.
So, all right. Well, let's put Ron on the
hot
seat. Ron,
let's talk about that a couple of those products.
You know, I've been excited about wanting to do this show today for this reason. I want professional planners to listen. I want the consumer to listen. You know, today I hear so many things about, if you have a certain amount of money, maybe I'll visit with you, maybe I won't. I want you to understand what we're talking about today. Is number one, it takes only $5,000 to set up a good annuity, a good savings account. Okay, so it's not for the big investor, although I will tell you there are people that put hundreds of thousands of dollars in annuities and are very happy with the returns that they get. But it's really designed for the entire population. You know, they don't treat anybody with $5,000 any different than they treat somebody with $250,000. So I want you to understand it's for what I would call the beginning investor also. The difference with annuities are this. They come with preferred tax treatment. And what we mean by that is, and I've covered it before, if you and I sat down today and we wrote a check to the IRS for $100, the day they cash that check, and this is the time of year they're cashing checks, we know that as soon as they cash that check, our $100 is gone. I could never earn interest on that money again. If I can have a savings account like an annuity, and I earned $100 on that savings account, if I don't take it out and spend it, I don't have to pay tax on that $100. And I get to keep it in there, and I get to keep earning interest on it. So the beauty of an annuity, and many people do this, they'll start saving money, and they never spend it. The truth is they carry it until they die, and they just pass it on to their kids because they never know if they're going to need it. If they need it, well, they may end up spending it all on health care. We don't know what they're going to spend it on, but it comes with preferential tax treatment. But here's the beauty of the annuity. Today, when we look at interest rates, and let's look at a little $5,000 savings account, it's very hard today to go out and find anybody that will pay me any kind of interest rate. We're getting ready to put an annuity out that's going to launch next month. It's approved in the states in the Midwest. And the offering from the insurance company is going to be 2.5% compound for 2 years, which means I could go in there and make a 2-year commitment with my little $5,000, and I could take my 2.5% interest, and at the end of 2 years, if I want to go do something different with my money, I'm allowed to do that and pay no penalty. In between that time, if I want to spend any of that money, well, it gives me free withdrawal privileges that I could take part of that interest off of there. And actually, in this particular policy, it's 5% a year. So I could take the 5%, spend it, and not pay any penalty. Well, if you compare that, just look at where you have money now and ask yourself, if I'm willing to tie it up for 24 months, what is my bank offering me today on that savings? And let's say this is 2% better than you're making now. Well, if it's a $10,000 savings account, well, that's an extra $200. That doesn't sound like a lot. But for somebody with $10,000, that's a lot of money. And the thing I like about it is it's short-term savings. You know, I can remember in 1980 is when I went and learned annuities. And I remember the first annuity I sold to a consumer, the insurance company was offering a 12% interest rate. This was back in 1980. And in that policy, it said, if it ever fell below 11, you could walk away with no penalty. Well, I'd love to have that today.
Absolutely.
But interest rates aren't at 12%. They're barely above nothing. So if you can find a way to keep your money short-term and go out and earn a couple of percent, we feel like we really helped you. We're not trying to be, you know, somebody doing that is not doing total financial planning, not trying to design your retirement for you. We're just trying to make you a little extra money on something that you're already doing.
Now, wait a minute. My bank will offer you a candy bar if you come in. So,
well, insurance companies don't offer candy bars. But they do, when you compare the interest rates, they're just able to pay better interest rates today. And we would say to you, we're in a very low environment. I did see the other day, though, where they're talking about making 3 raises this year in short-term savings. Well, I really hope that happens to people. And if that happens where we're offering like $250 today, we might be able to be sitting here 3 months from now and tell you that interest rate's 3%. It depends on where short-term savings go. But you want to try to get all you can, but stay liquid like you're comfortable. The reason you're down at the bank right now, not making that interest, is you're comfortable with that money being there. And you want to keep it by you, so if you need it, you can go get it. Most people will say, Ronnie, you know, 24 months is not a long time. Now, obviously, we have higher interest rates if you want to go longer. In that same policy, if you were to say to that insurance company, you know, how about if I let you keep it 60 months? Well, that rate is coming out at 3.3. So we'll pay you a 3.3% compound rate for 60 months if you want to tie it up. But if you don't, then take the 2-year rate. The bottom line is it better than what I'm doing right now? And I can do that without worrying about whether my money's going to be safe or not.
All right, we're going to come back and talk more about that. DC, why don't you tell us how to get a hold of you?
Yeah, give us a call IPG, call us at 913-317-9210. That's 913-317-9210. Ask for Ron or I. We'll get right back with you. We'll invite you in, and we'll sit down and have a conversation, a cup of coffee with you. Or look us up, Mark, on todaysdollarshow.com.
All right. You can write the number down, or you can do like my sons do. Siri, give me Ron and DC, because that's all you have to do in this wild and crazy world. We're going to talk more about short-term savings right here on Today's Dollar. This is Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO with DC and Ron. And I'm Mark Andrews. We've been talking about short-term savings, kind of part two, and learning about some new things that they're going to be coming out with here shortly. And if you want to get a hold of them, 913-317-9210 or online at todaysdollarshow.com. And go ahead, DC. Oh, perhaps if I turned your mics on. There you go.
I just wanted to kind of open up this segment. You know, when we talk about short-term savings, and Ron was talking about a $10,000 deposit, and he said, you know, if we could do a better, put you in a little better product, we can make you an extra couple hundred dollars. Well, when you look at it, I don't know of anybody that I know that if they could make 2.5%, that's $250, would take an interest rate at the bank that's going to pay you about $60. So I know they're going to take the $250. And we're in the bank for a reason. We're in it. I think Ron will tell you that people like safety, and or else they would probably be in the market. You know, the bigger the.
Well, the one thing that impressed me with what Ron was saying too is the fact that there are so many companies that say, well, if you have an extra $500,000 lying around, we can take that and use it really cool.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, really? Okay. Well, forget that.
Right. Right. We'll work with $5,000 again, like Ron said, this isn't financial planning. You know, when you're in there, you're just trying to get an interest rate. We're just trying to better what you have now.
Exactly. And Ron, true or false, and maybe this is part of my learning curve here, at the bank, I'm getting like interest yearly, but what you're offering is compounded daily. Is that
correct? And typically with CDs at a bank, it's called simple interest. In other words, if you have a one-year term, you'll get the interest and it won't compound till the end of the term. Well, on tax-deferred annuities, they're compounded daily with effective annual yields. But, you know, a couple of things I want to bring up. I really want to touch on safety a little bit. You know, I've been doing this since 1980, and I don't know how many annuities I've set up for people, but it's been a lot. I don't know of one contract that didn't pay every interest rate the insurance company told the client they were going to get to the penny. Not one has ever gone bad or not paid exactly what they said it would pay. So, you know, when you talk about safety, I'll tell you what I do like about our industry today. We have a thing called suitability. And if you want to set up an annuity, you have to fill out a suitability sheet. You have to disclose where all your savings are, what your income is, because they want to make sure that you understand you have this little penalty for these 2 years or whatever. They want to make sure that you're not putting too much money in an annuity. Because what happens to people, they get so happy with the returns that they make, the tax deferral they have, that sometimes they want to put a lot of money on annuities. And we have to look at them and say, no, you can only put a certain amount of your savings there, but that's how happy they are with it. And as far as safety is concerned, I know I've brought this up before. You know, I've been doing business with insurance companies my whole life, either on my car or my house. It doesn't matter. If my house burned down tomorrow, I trust that whoever I have my homeowner's insurance with, they're going to pay for my home. So I've been trusting insurance companies forever. What is the difference between a $250,000 house or a $250,000 401k plan? If you can trust them with their house, why couldn't I trust them with my savings? Because it's all guaranteed, and we only work with principal-protected products that offer interest rates. The other thing I want to talk about today is I want to get back into a subject we called indexed annuities, but I want to show how it relates to short-term savings. Let's go back to the client that was going to look at 2.5% on their savings. We have an annuity today that's a 5-year product. And in that product, they're offering a 3.15 guaranteed interest rate for 5 years. So I could take my little $10,000, go in there, take my little 3% every year, either spend it or let it compound. One of the options they give me, though, is they say, if you don't want to take the 3.15, we'll give you a 6% one-year annual point-to-point option. And what that means is, instead of you paying me my 3.15, I want you to take that, go to Wall Street, get me a one-year option at 6%. So what that means is, if the market 12 months from now went up 6%, instead of adding 3.15 to your policy, they would add 6% to your policy. And every year, you get to decide, do I want to do that option, or is this a year I'd rather take that interest rate? Well, our education is, if we think we have a year where it looks like the market might grow more than 3%, you'd be better off to buy that option at 6%. Now, we have software in our office where we can go back and look at the performance. In the last 5 years, if you would have taken that little 6% cap on an S&P 500 option, your five-year yield would have been 4.77, not 3.15. But we got that to you without risking your $10,000. We just played around with your interest rate. It also has another interest option in it called a monthly point-to-point option. And when I looked at it, it would have yielded 7.15 for the last 5 years. So some people say, you know, Ron, why don't you take half the money, put it in the 3.15, take half the money, put it in the annual point-to-point cap. So if the market does go up more than 3%, I get a chance to earn more than 3. So we have people even short-term that are making yields of 4 and 5% because they can diversify their interest in different ways. Does that make sense?
I think I kind of understand it. Let me say this. In 2008, stock market crashed. Some people were saying they lost all of their savings or their 401 or whatever they had and lost their retirement. That's a big deal to those who are just a few years away from retirement. Now, if you have 20 more years, you might earn that money back. But with what you're offering with annuities is you still could have made money, but you wouldn't have been wiped out. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, let me explain it to you this way. Let's take your little $10,000 savings. And let's say you go, you know what, Ronnie, trying to go earn my interest in that option that's 6% this year. Well, let's say we had a year like we had last year where the market went up, and I come to you and say, you know, you did really well. You had $10,000. You made $600 interest. We're adding it to your policy. You go, you know, I really like that. Well, let's go do that 6% again and let's see what happens. Well, let's say the next year the market goes down. It doesn't go up. Well, I don't get my 6% credit, but I don't lose the $600 I've already earned. I just don't get an interest credit. And actuary studies show that if you'll follow that, if the market performs more than 50% of the time, you'll end up with a higher interest rate of them better than 3% by trying to take the 6 every year. So the beauty of the indexed annuity is when you get the credit added to your policy, it can never be taken away. The only thing you're risking is how much interest you want to try to earn in the next year. If you feel uncomfortable that you don't think the market will even perform, then you take the 3% again. Because you say, you know what, 6 1 year, 3 another, that's 9% in 2 years. I'm pretty happy with that. But the beauty of it is you have the flexibility to make those choices.
This is Today's Dollar. It's all about you and your money. And DC and Ron are here to teach you and to help you, whether you are a professional money type person or just like me, somebody who has no idea what they're doing. You can call them, 913-317-9210, or go online at todaysdollarshow.com. And they will help teach you how to invest your money and how to make some money, especially with short-term savings, which is what we've been talking about. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right here. This is Today's Dollar, and it's all about your money and how to manage it. You can call Ron or DC, 913-317-9210, or online at todaysdollarshow.com, or just simply say, computer, dial the number. Never thought Star Trek would be so real, but hey, there it is. All righty, DC. We've got about 7 minutes or so. What are we going to wrap it up with here? Oh, hold on. Why, your engineer is doing terrible today. He keeps forgetting to turn your mic on.
My engineer's having an off day.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We'll forgive him. Well, there's just a couple of comments that I want to make. It's just, as you listeners have probably felt by now, when you come in and visit with us and you sit down with Ron and I, that you are going to be educated. I'm going to let Ron talk about that for just a minute, but be remiss today if I didn't talk about a couple of things. When you talk about risk and reward, I had a gentleman come to me 2 weeks ago and wanted me to invest in bitcoins. And is it cryptocurrency? You know, I mean, I hear about it constantly.
Did you see the headlines yesterday?
Well, that was my point is, fortunately, I did. I said, no, I think I'll pass on it. And I notice it's down 50% this week. From its high. You know, risk and reward, when, you know, Ron and I have both been around a long time, and we're in the safe money arena, that we feel comfortable with that. We're not against the market at all. I mean, if that's what you want to do, we're all for you. But what we found in our careers is when we get into long-term bull markets like this, it seems like the people out there believe that the market only does two things, and that's go up a little and up a lot. And they forget that, Ron and I both sit down with clients over our years in our career where they have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in the market because they just stayed too long. And that's I'd be remiss if I didn't talk a little bit about that. The other thing that surprises me, on the other hand, as strong as the market is, I think I read somewhere where there's like record number of CDs being opened each year. And I know Ron's had an affiliation with a company here in town where the deposits were just unbelievable. So we know that the senior out there has money in these CDs. And we know that we can help you get a better return on your money. So call us at 913-317-9210 or look us up on Today's Dollar Show. And Ron, you want to comment?
Yeah, the only thing I would say, DC, is, I would say to the consumer today, if you have any savings, and it doesn't matter whether you do it with us or you got a broker you're going to do it with, if you're somebody that says, Ron, I don't want to risk my $10,000 or my $100 or whatever it is, what are my options today to earn interest on it? And can you educate me enough that I can truly understand what's going on? You can come in, have that discussion. We're probably going to tell you, as we did this gentleman the other day, I don't want to do business with you today. You go home and you think about this, because this is new information that you've never had before. And what's important to me is you totally understand what you're trying to accomplish here. And I will say this, I stay away. One of the things that bothers me today is some people are being told, oh my gosh, if you're not making 10 or 15%, you're just not smart. I really am not impressed with people that want to play on other people's feelings to try to make them feel bad when they're not doing something. And I don't work that way with consumer. One of the things we said on this show is the consumer is always right. And you know what? If 3% is important to you and safety of your money, I am not going to try to talk you off that fence. I'm going to try to work with you to try to make that 3 the best that we can. I do want to close with this today because it's the first of the year. You know, I'm 65 years old, and I just recently went down. My mom, who's 91 years old, lives with my brother in Drexel, Missouri, and they take care of her. And the reason I want to tell you the story is I walk in on my mom. My mom has had glaucoma her whole life, and now it's reached a point where the room is just dark. So the only thing my mom really has going for is listening to the television or listening to music. And also my mom fell and broke her femur bone, and the doctors have said, you know, she'll probably never get out of that bed again. And I'll tell you why I like going to see my mom. I can go see my mom, and the amazing thing about my mom is she can find joy in everything. If you ask her about her eyesight, she'll say, you know, I was blessed for so many years with glaucoma and was able to see. I know I can't see today, but I'm grateful for all the years that I could. And, you know, to me, I need things like that in my life. Because number one, when you get around money and savings and all that, sometimes it's easy to get caught up in a word called greed. And I will tell you, in my younger years, sometimes greed took me to a place that I really shouldn't have gone. Hopefully I've learned my lesson over time. But being that little half an hour with my mom brings everything back to reality for me. Of why I loved her, why was she was so great to me. And I'm so happy that she's still here. And the amazing thing about her is you'll sit and visit with her, and because she suffers from dementia, she might tell you the same thing five times in a half an hour. And you just act like you've never heard it before. And so I bring that thought for the day that if you haven't had a chance to get with those loved ones, now's a really good time to do it. And I'm certainly one of the commitments I'm making this year is I want to make sure I get down to Drexel more than I did last year.
Yeah. That's very good. Very good. Just to close this segment and close our show, I just wanted to cover a couple of things real quick that we can do for you guys. I know we're out there. We're working for the seniors. We're working with Save Money. We're not going to risk any of your money. So if you're interested in distribution, I think our show last week, we had a show on IRAs. We had Mark Molini in here that talked about the distribution of IRAs. We specialize in that. So if you're interested in saving money, give us a call. We'll put your money in a safe place, 913-317-9210. Again, that's 913-317-9210. We'll sit down and have a cup of coffee with you and just try to teach you on some things that are out there that we're quite sure you don't know about.
All righty. You're listening to Today's Dollar with DC and Ron from IPG right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. I'm Mark Andrews, and we'll do this again next Sunday. But you can call them right now again if you need to. Want to get a hold of them, 913-317-9210. At least set up an appointment. Come in and talk to them and learn something. All right? They don't bite. We'll see you next time right here on Today's Dollar.